Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
How are you going to do your big gulp like that? A Florida man was apparently arrested after he assaulted a woman with a big gulp from 7-Eleven. How do you even do that? It was on July 5th. A 7-Eleven employee named Miles Jenkins, 35 years old, he hit a female customer with a huge cup of lemonade. He grew irritable when the customer had payment issues, and then he tossed a big gulp at her. And three other customers witnessed it. What? And apparently he was charged, detained in county jail, felony battery, and he was released. He apparently lives at a Clearwater motel, and now faces some serious charges because he had a past conviction. He's a pedophile. So maybe he can accidentally go back to jail and be thrown in Gen Pop. Just wondering out loud, you know, just wondering. I'm just saying, just put him in Gen Pop. That's all. Let's see. This, I got a couple. I can't read. No, that's okay. This, I'm going to do it. This one. So this, not that one either. This was a Florida man who robbed two banks in 2 hours, according to deputies. That's a lot. Yeah. Two banks in 2 hours. They said it was in Seminole County, Florida. He was arrested. It was in broad daylight. And he's 35-year-old. He's being held at the Johnny Polk Correctional Facility with no bond. It all happened Wednesday afternoon. We spent like a couple hours. Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide, and a 4-inch barrel, you could say mini, but mighty. The double stack magazine holds 15 plus 1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. So, we're all trying to not talk about this one bit of audio that we have on the audio list. I know it's a big story, but I legitimately want to vomit. So, because I did actually have someone say, you need to spend more time on the chest feeding thing. I'll vomit. And I'm not saying that as like a, you know, it's not an entertainment thing. I legitimately will puke. I can't deal with it. Okay, so let me tell you this story so you understand my perspective. It's not that I don't think it's super important. I legitimately will get sick. So I have this tick. I guess you want to call it that. If I see someone vomit, if they even act like they're going to sometimes, or if they, you know, I can't stop it. I don't even think about it. It just happens. I'm going to tell you a horror story. Okay. One time when my youngest son was a little baby and he was in his little baby Bjorn baby carrier, right? And I had my oldest son who was like 3.5, 4 at the time. We were at the Super Walmart, right? Had to go get some groceries. I got the youngest one some fries, or the oldest one some fries, because he likes, you know, he'd sit in the cart and he'd eat his fries, or sit under the cart when kids did that. Are they allowed to do that anymore? I don't know. Eat his fries, and I'd go and I'd get groceries. Well, for whatever reason, he got sick and threw up under the cart on himself. And I could not even deal with it. I knew that I had had this. I've been like this since I was a little kid. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at my youngest son who threw up some fries on his shirt, or my oldest son threw up some fries on his shirt under the cart. And I just threw up on the baby that I was wearing. I threw up on my baby, all over my baby's head. It was horrible. That wasn't the first time that happened. It happened two other times too. like later on in life when I'd be carrying him and I'd be dealing with a sick kid and somebody would, if a dog vomits, I will. I can't handle it. It will happen without even me being able to control it. Now you're like, Dana, what does that have to do with this story and this mystery audio that you don't want to play? So the chest feeding thing. So we had a listener who sent an email and people vent, you know, and they were outraged. Did you see this story? Blah, blah, blah. What are they getting? What kind of noxious excretions are they, is the child getting? And that I got to stop there because it's already happening. And the way that they were describing it in the email, I actually had to grab my office trash can. It was one of the, I was like, oh, I just couldn't. Oh, it is so nasty. I cannot even get there to discuss it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Your mouth, like your, everything gets fuzzy. And you're just like, why is that? And the sound gets quieter in your ears. And then the next thing you know, you're thrown up and falling on the floor because it's so gross. Or is it just me? It is so nasty. I cannot believe that we are having this conversation in this day and age. It is, I mean, it's one of the crazy, and the CDC is encouraging literal insanity, like actual craziness. Dudes cannot breastfeed kids. We're not calling it chest feeding. Dudes cannot breastfeed kids. It's the CDC has been, that's, and they're using our tax dollars to do this, which is the other thing. It is the craziest thing. They were trying to say that whatever males are making is also.
No.
Gosh. I guess.
It's not milk.
Oh, my ears ring. Give me a second. I'm not joking. I can't even. It's so nasty, guys. I can't. It's so gross. I know this is like a professional radio show, but I got my limits, okay? Oh, man, it's so gross, Kane. You want to jump in here?
I sure don't. I sure don't.
Oh, my gosh.
I just imagine that. Get a little hair in your mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Are you... your dad plated this mic.
He did. I don't like hair in my milk. I don't
know. I'm
going to
vomit on it. Stop it.
Just saying.
Oh, golly. We're talking about this because the CDC, it's tax dollars.
Also, it's not milk.
Oh, I know it's not. It's not.
To be clear.
Just let's not talk about what it could be. It's gross, but
it's,
I just can't. I'm going to need some Inya almost. We're going to be at that point. Well, I mean, it's your tax dollars. Let's just talk about the economics of it real quick. The CDC, which is a tax-funded entity, they're recommending that dudes jack themselves up with hormones and everything else, chemicals, so that they can artificially engineer some weird liquid to come out of their chest. I don't know. To me, it doesn't feel like this is anything. Actually, not to me. This is what it is. This has nothing to do with the nutrition of an infant. This has to do with your satisfaction of having a kid latch onto you. That's what it is. Let's be real. I mean, oh my gosh, are you okay? Because see, I kid you not, if you do it, I will. Ask anybody. You ought to know this. You know this.
Oh, I know this.
Oh. Oh. No. This is what our tax money's going to. The CDC they came out with this and they were encouraging it.
What?
The agents. Yeah, that's what their thing was. That's our tax dollars.
Based on what historical data?
None.
What historical data are they going by?
None.
Crying out loud.
I mean, dudes don't have that ability. That's what I can't.
On purpose.
So, and moms have been, I mean, understandably, hitting back at the CDC for this, because the CDC, they were telling people, well, look at the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine protocol, and they were trying to break down how men who are men, biological men, even if they want to cosplay as women, they can, you know, have breast augmentation and can chest feed an infant baby. No, they can't. Oh, golly. That's so, no, you can't. You're a freak. Stop it. Stop it. The kid's not getting any kind of nutritional value from you at all. This is so ridiculous. This is absolutely abusive. This isn't about feeding children. This is about you being a freak. Get mad, because I'm much more concerned about the well-being of a kid than ticking off some grown-ass man who wants to cosplay as a woman to the point where they want to do this. We're not, no. And, you know, the crazy thing is that the FDA, like back in, like 20 years ago, were telling women not to use this drug called domperidone to increase milk production because it was unsafe for kids. But that's what they're giving dudes who want to identify as women? What kind of... I mean, you have to take estradiol, progesterone, the domperidone. I mean, all of this stuff to induce some kind of discharge that you want to call lactation. And you think that's healthy? Are you kidding me? How is that? That completely defeats the entire purpose of why women choose to breastfeed. This isn't about the kids. This is about dudes who want to identify as women and who are expanding their... It's a fetish. I'm just amazed at this. And they act like it's so self-sacrificial. I mean, oh my gosh. So, I mean, you're using babies as props is what it is, but it is a fetish. And these guys they're trying to redefine their fetish as an actual legitimate, some kind of nutritional practice. And it's not. And we have got to, as a society, stop accommodating this ridiculousness. It's not, this has nothing to do with health. It has nothing to do with nutrition. It's fetish cosplay. And they're involving kids. And it amazes me. I mean, we look back on ancient cultures and we're like, can you believe that they participated in child sacrifice? That's what's happening today. And that's what people are doing today continually with kids, whether it's abortion on demand or whether it's this kind of stuff. It is insane. And people get so upset if you say the obvious, but it is. I think it's freakish and it's they're fetishizing feeding children and it's disgusting. I mean, how is that not criminal? How is it not? Now, see, it's so gross. That's why I really don't want to. I addressed it. Do I have to play this audio?
Oh man,
I'd be fine if you did not, because this week it's been about cocaine, chest feeding, and if we play this,
oh no,
that's the trifecta. I'm not really interested.
Just to let you know, it's audio from this dude named Charlotte Clymer. And I don't really, oh my gosh, we're going to have to do it, aren't we? This is the last, this is the trifecta.
It's somewhat news.
But this is the stuff that we're talking, this was an actual, where was this at? It was at a Q&A that they were having, an academic-based Q&A.
Is that right?
Apparently. Yeah. I mean, we also, don't forget, we also had the Lady of the Menstruators thing this week too. Listen to this is what we're dealing with. This is crazy, I hate everything.
Right. I have a really good friend here. Her name is Ellie Langford, and she co-wrote a book with Elise Hogue, the former president of NARAL Pro-Choice America, about the history of disinformation and how it's been weaponized by the far right on social issues, specifically on reproductive access. And I've been thinking about this because I love this generation. I mean, Gen Z and younger they're better informed, they're smarter, they're more empathetic, all the things. But every now and then, you know, I'll see something that really concerns me. And there was a TikTok video that went viral, I think, last year of this young man who was under the impression that women don't actually have a hole for peeing. And
yeah,
it's like these are things that are very easily solved by just talking to your kids and offering some context or just basic sex ed.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Okay. Well, what a note to end on.
Yeah. And you helped it. I hate everything. Where's Smod? What is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen? It's already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it will pass the drug trade. Because someone can sell a bag of cocaine one time, but they can sell a child 5 to 10 times per day. Witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. From Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Experience the spirit of hope and the power of human resilience, and remember the 2 million children who are trafficked every year. Visit angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom. Buying tickets in advance sends an important message. To show your support, purchase tickets for yourself or pay it forward, visit angel.com/freedom. Witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. Visit angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently now Bud Light is cheaper than water. I always did think water was tastier. But they said that $20 billion Dylan Mulvaney disaster. Dylan disaster. Some stores reported a 50% decline in sales. They bottled water is actually more expensive now than... That's pretty amazing. SpaceX has a $300,000 flying car. It does kind of look cool. It looks like a giant Adidas, though. It has a range of 200 miles, and they said that FAA officials are developing policies for electrical vertical takeoff and landing, EVTOL, as well as regulations and ground infrastructure. But you have to, apparently, to even operate that, the FAA right now is proposing a rule that if you even want a car that flies, you have to become a certified pilot. And that you have to have a pilot's license to do it. I think at some point, do we really need the flying cars, though? Really? Can you imagine what that airspace is going to look like? I mean, have you seen people with drones? I mean, I can't even imagine what that would look like. I don't even want to. I just can't.
Have a problem with parallel parking.
Exactly. Cruise ship smacks into San Francisco's Pier 27. Thousands of people were on board. It remains docked. It smashed into this pier yesterday morning. A spokesperson with Princess Cruises tells KTVU, the Channel 2 Fox affiliate out there, that they were awaiting clearance from the Coast Guard to see if the ship is deemed fit to sail. As of last night, there was no departure time frame confirmed. So apparently, I mean, everybody was okay. They had like thousands of guests on it. Travelers were allowed to get off the ship. Most passengers didn't even know. They had no idea there's anything wrong. Then nobody felt anything. They're saying that there's a new crisis at the border. Traumatic injuries caused by falls from the 30-foot wall. Maybe if you stop scaling it, then you won't fall. There's the thought. We have more in store. Don't go anywhere. People are very particular about how the national anthem is sung. Are we not? I still say the greatest rendition, one of the greatest ones I've ever heard, was Whitney Houston when she did it. Oh, my gosh. Sweatband and all. She went out there and just ripped the roof off. Was there a roof on that stadium? I don't know, but she did. If there was one, it's gone now. It was amazing. That was like one of the most historic. It was amazing. If you can't do it like Whitney, then just do it regular, okay? If you're not Whitney, then just don't do it. Don't do the... I can't stand that. When you have like a jazz run in a one-syllable word, stop. You don't need to complicate it, right? It's like over-seasoning food. You don't need to. Sometimes you just let the food shine, right? It's like, oh, if you over-season meat that you're grilling, you got to let the meat shine. You got to let the melody shine. Now, the anthem is actually one of the most difficult songs to sing because all the octaves, all the different ranges, everything else, it's like you have to have a very varied voice. And it's difficult to sing. Beautiful song. And when it's done right, it's stunning. As, you know, Whitney did. And even Chris Stapleton, he sang it. It's Chris Stapleton. He's not Whitney. But he did it in his way while still allowing the song, the melody, and the meaning to shine. It was great, right? So you don't have to have the vocal cords of Whitney Houston. You can still do it your way. But the one way that you don't do it is by trying to butcher it on purpose with different words so that you can make a woke example. And that's what Jill Scott did. She is getting a lot of pushback, which she ought to, because this was ridiculous. I mean, it's sad because of how she did it, but it also is ridiculous because, I don't know, I mean, she's been around for a while. She ain't no Whitney. Oh, I said it. She ain't. And this was her singing the national anthem, but she changed it. She didn't say land of the free. She said blood built this land. Oh, she really redid it. And, well, if you want to listen to some of it. Kay made me listen to the whole thing. You did.
I did.
It's payback. Paybacksies. Listen to this. Hoo boy.
Oh, say, can you see?
Okay, that wasn't anything special. You don't need to, like, turn your head away from
me. The blood in the street. That this place doesn't smile on you, colored child.
Jeez.
Who's
oh my gosh, and she keeps going.
Built this land.
Oh.
With sweat and
okay, I'm done. I can't, man. I can't. I'm gonna like. So, that was the her version of the anthem. So she changed the words of it entirely, and I mean, if you don't want to sing the anthem, don't sing the anthem. But you don't have to be an ass about it. And she was. That's some capital B stuff right there. That's ridiculous. I mean, you're sitting here telling people that they are experiencing a suppression that they have not experienced. You're trying to borrow from history to drive a division that enriches you today. That's what this whole grifting cottage industry has become. I mean, it's insane. I'm going to tell you what, there's no country that's perfect. But I'll be damned if I compare the United States to any other country and act like my country is lacking, because it is not. Try to find one better. Find one better. My gosh. I mean, at least if you're going to go up and do something like that, good grief. I'm embarrassed for her. I'm embarrassed for her. And that's just shameful. I mean, she decided to preach division. Preach division. I mean, constantly. I'm so tired of people doing this. And the people that preach division the loudest are the ones that make the most bank off of it. They get the attention. If you preach, you know what? If you preach unity and peace, it doesn't get as much attention. That is something that is with the nature of humanity. And there are actors out there, and I'm talking about performers, operatives, everybody. You got all of these people that it's easier for them to play into the division than the unity, because it elevates them. You get to look like you're doing one better. You're pointing something out. You're raising the alarm. The attention is on you. You get to look like the contrarian thought leader when you're just pushing division. Never offering any solutions. Preaching about an oppression you didn't experience. And that wasn't experienced by only one demographic throughout human history. Humanity is just awful altogether. That's why we had to have a savior.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.